Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, April 9th, 2018, and this is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. We have got a powerful call lined up, a lot of exciting things to get to. We've got a couple announcements that we want to talk about this morning, and we're very, very pleased to be joined by one of our top producers. In fact, the agent at Harvard Risk Management that owns the record for the most production ever in 1 month, over 800 sales in 1 month, Ms. Linda Pitt has joined us, and we're going to be listening to her training here this morning and enjoying her training this morning. We're very excited for that. Let's dive right into this. We've got a couple of things that I just want to make sure that you're aware of. By the way, a welcome to all of our new agents. We have had a great month as far as onboarding new agents goes, and so we want to welcome you. We realize that there are some of you that this is your first call that you're plugging into, and we want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time, and we really appreciate you taking some time out of your Monday morning to be on this call live, or for those of you that are listening to this call on playback, of course, we want to welcome you as well. A couple announcements, some things that are coming up. This Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time, we will have a B2B certification webinar. Now, let me just review with you real quick how that works. For those of you that are not yet B2B certified, what you need to do is make sure that you go register online, and you can do that right in your Harvard back office. When you log into Agent Access, look under the certifications tab, and there's one that says B2B certified. You just click on that. It'll let you register for a webinar. It'll let you pay your fee there for that certification. This is the certification with Legal Shield that you become B2B certified with. So you can do that right there, and then we would ask you to go through the B2B certification training segments. That's the online training, and that's under your Legal Shield and ID Shield tab, B2B certification training. Go through all those segments. Make sure that you check all the boxes on those as you go through them. But as the final piece to that is that webinar that we do live. And so it's really designed for those that have already been through all of those training segments already. And so we ask you to get that done before the webinar. You can work on that today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time, we'll have our webinar. Now, if you are already B2B certified, you want to come and check out that webinar. Again, we always invite folks to come in and audit that or retake it. There is no charge to do that, to participate in it multiple times. And it's recommended that you take some time and do that, too. So, if that's your case, then all you need to do, I'm going to give you a website that you can jot down, because if you're already certified, you don't really need to register for it again. You can just come on the webinar, and that website is www.hrmcb2b.com. HRMC, the letter B, the number 2, the letter B, .com. HRMCB2B.com. That you can just come on if you're already if you're already certified, then you just jump on that webinar at 9 a.m. and we'd love to have you on there live. And so anyway, we're excited for that. We did change that maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. We changed that PowerPoint around, and really the whole webinar is different than it used to be. So if it's been a while since you've been through that, we'd invite you to retake that this Wednesday and come be a part of our webinar. There's always a Q&A session at the end as well, which is a good time to discuss some pertinent topics as they relate to employee benefit sales. Speaking of which, I want to thank all of those who plugged into our roundtable call last Friday. That was a great call. We had some great things that we got into, talked about closing memberships, and I want to express appreciation to everyone who participated in that call this past Friday. The big event that should not just be on your calendar, but should be on your mind, in your conversations, I hope that as you are calling agents, you know, on your team or even just agents that you do business with, I hope that this is something that is in regular conversation, that you're talking about regularly, that you are absolutely planning for and preparing for, and that is the Nashville event, the Legal Shield Leadership Summit coming up this September, and I'm so excited for this. It's going to be such a powerful event, folks. It's their leadership training September 13th through the 16th at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. And we initially, at the beginning of this year, we had talked about doing an event this summer in Ada, Oklahoma, and we decided to not do that event so that we can put 100% of our attention and our focus on promoting this Nashville Leadership Summit. It's going to be such a powerful event. The keynote speaker at that event is going to be none other than Mr. Grant Cardone, who many of you have heard and have listened to. If you haven't, then let me invite you, don't make Nashville the first time that you hear him. Okay, go find him on YouTube. Go listen to some of his trainings, some of his segments. I'll tell you what, he's spot on in so much of what he says. Spend some money, buy his books, buy his audio books. Those are wise investments to make. And I think you'll find what the rest of us have found, and that is that Grant Cardone is just not only an excellent speaker, but just spot on with what he talks about. There's so much that he shares that can help you be more successful in your career and frankly in life. And so prepare for that September 13th through the 16th. Again, we decided to not do a summer event in preparation for that so that we could come in a day early. And on Thursday, September 13th, we're going to spend the entire day in a Harvard Risk Management training. That's a special training. Only agents with Harvard Risk Management will have access to that training. It will be there in Nashville, and so plan and prepare for that. I know it's still a little bit early to buy flights, although some of you are probably making some travel reservations, and that's probably a smart idea. But make sure that when you do, that you come in a day early so that we can spend that day together. Speaking of flights and speaking of those travel arrangements, you know what's better than paying to fly to Nashville and staying in a hotel? Here's what's better, having Legal Shield pay for that. And they are willing to do that right now. And here's how you win that trip. We've got the details on this in our back office, but here's how you win the trip. You've got to qualify for Performance Club every month in this quarter. So we just started a new quarter, second quarter, April, May, June. You got a Performance Club qualify every month. That's step number one. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been in the business. If you've been here for 20 years or 20 minutes, you've got a Performance Club qualify in April, May, and June, number one. And then above and beyond that, there are some other criteria that you need to meet. There's a builder category. There's a producer category. We talked about that at length, and you can find the details on our website. I know we spent some time talking about that last month. The way that I think a lot of people are going to be doing that is the 931. That's the builder category, but you can check out those details. I don't want to spend time right now getting into it. But here's what I will say. Everyone needs to be in Nashville, regardless of when they start in the business, how long they've been doing this, regardless of whether Legal Shield is paying for their flight or they're paying for their own flight. I don't really care about how you get there. I just know that you need to get there. But if Legal Shield's willing to pay for it, why not take them up on that? And so I hope that you are positioning yourself right now to be able to do that. The main thing to focus on right now is making sure that your Performance Club qualified in April. And please, please don't think of April as a month that has 30 days. Not when it comes to Performance Club qualifying. Tax day ought to be your deadline for Performance Club qualifying in April. If you can get your taxes done by April 15th, then you know what? I think it's the 17th this year, so we'll even give you a couple extra days. But that ought to be your Performance Club deadline for the month of April, just so that we're not waiting until the end of the month I would hate to see someone miss out on a free trip to this life-changing event, to have 3 nights of their hotel, to have their flight paid for, just because they waited until the last minute and something didn't go through or something happened that they weren't expecting. Let's not make that happen, folks. Let's get out there right now, today, this week, and Performance Club qualify. That's my challenge that I'm issuing to you this morning, and I'm looking for agents who are serious that can take that challenge and run with it. I'm really excited. We had our featured trainer last week, Mr. Chris Evans, announce that we're going to be starting a segment on this call where we share a membership testimonial every week. And we've asked Mr. Evans if he could come back on the call this morning, and we really enjoyed listening to him last week. He did a phenomenal training. But we've asked him to just share a membership testimonial, and then we'll talk about, after he shares his testimonial, how you can share testimonials as well as you use your membership. Our National Marketing Director, Mr. Chris Evans, thank you so much for joining us on the call this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to share just a quick story. I can honestly say that, you know, probably the number one key to success in marketing the legal plan is having a belief in the legal plan, and without using it, you can't get that full belief. And, you know, I had gotten the membership years ago and, you know, quite frankly, wasn't really sure how it would work. I believed in the potential of what it could do. And I remember one day I was driving home after work, and as I was driving home, I had hit this pothole in my neighborhood. And it kind of frustrated me because when I hit this pothole, it bent my rim up. My car was shaking and wobbling a little bit, and then I knew other people had hit these potholes in our neighborhood. But what made it so frustrating for me was I had just gotten a letter recently congratulating me on my property value going up, which is really just a fancy way of them saying, congratulations, we're raising your property taxes. And I'm thinking, what are these property taxes paying for? Because it's not to fix these potholes in my neighborhood. So, you know, I went home, and my wife said, you know, hey, why don't you call the legal plan and see if there's anything they can do? And so I called and got the attorneys, and they said, you know, the city is actually responsible for the damage to your vehicle if they fail to protect the pothole, which obviously they knew about, or to repair a pothole. And so they told me the exact department that I needed to call. They told me the exact title of the person I needed to speak with. They told me exactly what I needed to say verbatim. And so what I did was I walked in there real big, puffed my chest out, and told my wife, I said, you know, you need to watch this. So I called down there. I asked for that department. I asked for the title of that person. I told them exactly word for word what the attorneys told me to say. And you know what the person told me? They said, we're not responsible for the damage to your car, but we do appreciate you letting us know about the pothole. We'll put a report on and hopefully get somebody to repair that. And I was deflated. Like, I called the law firm back really to cancel my own membership because I didn't believe, you know, that it was doing what it said it would do. So I called the law firm back, talked to the attorney, and they said, let us step in and see what we can do about it. And they fired off a certified letter with 45 lawyers' names across top of that letterhead. Got exactly to the right individual. Immediately, the city got back with me. They said, Mr. Evans, I wasn't Chris anymore. I was Mr. Evans. I said, Mr. Evans, you know, we've looked into this, and we will accept the responsibility and take care of the damages to your vehicle. If you can just give us an estimate for that, we'll get it taken care of. And it was powerful because not only did it increase my belief in the service and what these attorneys could do for me, but it also taught me a valuable lesson that, you know, we can know what our rights are all day long, but if we can't enforce those rights, what good does it do us? And I've shared that story with other people, and hopefully, you know, you guys can share that story as well. So I'll turn it back to you, Mike.
Well, fantastic, Mr. Evans. I love that. And what a great story. I'm really excited about this segment that we're going to do every Monday on this call, where we have stories like that that are being shared. Because I know this. We've got folks that are using their memberships. I know that because when I look at our production report, we've got people that are selling a lot of these plans. And you don't sell a lot of these plans without using the plan yourself and building, as Mr. Evans said, that belief. They say that facts tell and stories sell, and there's just so much truth to that. And so as you listen to some of these plans, you know, or excuse me, some of these stories on a weekly basis, it's one thing to sit there and say, oh, well, that's a great story. I'm listening to be able to share that story with my next prospect, with my next group account, with my next decision maker. And so that's the purpose of having these on here. Again, I like what Mr. Evans said at the end there. He's already made a lot of money. He'll continue to make a lot of money with that story. The question is, will you and I be able to grab that story and add it as an arrow in our quiver and use it to be able to help others see the value in the legal plan membership? Again, Mr. Evans, we really appreciate that. And if you've got a story that you'd like to share, because I know that there are some of you out there right now saying, "Ooh, I'd like to share my story." We want to hear from you. All you have to do is email support@harvardbenefits.com. Put in there just a brief synopsis. It doesn't need to be a full blown out explanation, but just a brief synopsis of what kind of story it is. Like for that one, Mr. Evans could have emailed support@harvardbenefits.com and said, "I have a story about how the law firm wrote a letter on my behalf." That's a perfect example. Just give us an idea of what kind of story it is, and then we'd love to feature you on this Monday morning call. So we're excited to be able to roll that out and continue that momentum of using and believing in the Legal Shield membership and the ID Shield membership as well. I want to take the call to Tennessee. We've got standing by Mr. Josh Riches. Josh, I know that you were in Utah this past weekend with your dad, Mr. Mark Riches, and got to attend a Super Saturday event there that Legal Shield put on. And I know that every time I have the chance to listen to our founder and CEO, it's such a privilege, and I learned so much. And if you could just take a few minutes and talk about anything that you picked up on that trip that you think would be beneficial for our group this morning.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the chance to speak on the call this morning. It really is always a pleasure being able to listen to Mark Riches do a training, and I think we're really privileged to be able to have him, always on these calls and be able to train and direct us. But it was amazing to see how many associates just pooled together to be able to hear what he had to say, to learn from him. And I always pick up things. I always have my pen ready to write down. There's just a few things that I thought were very good that I thought would be beneficial to share this morning. One thing he really touched on was the different production levels. And he talked about hitting Performance Club, hitting Senior Director, Executive Director, and then Platinum, and how those required production. But he says as a minimum goal, hitting Performance Club should be something that we should just do. 180 points in a month, being able to hit Performance Club each month. Not only does that pay you excellent bonuses that they put on the table for you, but it keeps you in the game, and it also keeps your team growing, bringing on new associates and bringing in new memberships. And so I just thought that was really good, but also being able to really set goals. Really, when you get into this business, it's not good enough just to say, "Well, I hope it comes. I hope, success just runs into me." Really, it comes down to sitting down, making goals. Are you set at hitting Senior Director? Are you set at hitting Executive Director? Are you set at hitting Platinum? And have you written those goals out, and have you made a plan to get there? I think some people, when they wake up, they're like, "Well, I hope today Performance Club hits me." But he broke down, it does take work. It takes laying it out and becoming a solid Performance Club qualifier, hitting that by the 15th. And then once you hit that at the 15th, here's the great thing about the business, and I loved how he broke this down, is that there's always another goal after that. Once you hit Performance Club by the 15th each month, well, guess what? Now you can move that up to the 14th and then the 13th. And so then you're becoming Performance Club on the 1st, and you always have a new goal that you can set. But the 15th is a great goal, because then you have the second half of the month to be able to work to double those points for the following month. And so I just thought that was really beneficial, and something that I think I definitely took away from, something I can definitely work on at, my goal is Executive Director, but even moving that to the 15th. And then as I'm hitting Platinum, instead of hitting Platinum at the end of the month, I move that to the 15th. And being able to teach not only myself to hit those production requirements, by the 15th, but teaching that to my team, But then my team is also working to get that done earlier and earlier. And I think that's something that we can all strive for and work towards. And so that's a huge takeaway I took from, and I think it can be very beneficial as we work to move that production date earlier and earlier in the month, so we're not right at the end of the month hitting that, but teaching that to your team, because that will also get your production up earlier in the month as well.
Fantastic, Josh. Great tip. And again, could not agree more with that. The same principle really applies to executive director qualification, senior director qualification. You know, same thing, right? A person that can bump up the date on Performance Club can bump up the date on any other goal. It's the same principle. And I love that. Thank you very much for sharing. And I'm glad that you had a great trip out there to the state of Utah. Let's stay right there in Cookeville, Tennessee, and go to our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, who we've asked just to share some of the advantages here that with the Harvard Advantage program that we have. Mr. Riches, thank you very much for joining the call and welcome back home to Tennessee. I heard some great things about that training that you did out in Utah. I'm glad that it went so well, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, good morning, everyone. I appreciate everyone plugging in on the conference call this morning. It was interesting. Last Thursday, I came in early in the morning. I had to record a 5-minute strong message for Legal Shield's leadership show for today. They're going to play that at 10 o'clock. It took me over 8 hours to record that 4.5-minute little segment. It was really a challenge. I'll talk about that briefly. And then I flew out that afternoon, that evening. Josh and I caught a flight to Salt Lake City, and I spoke on Friday night at a dinner, a Performance Club dinner in Salt Lake City. And then, of course, trained for an hour and a half on Saturday at the Salt Lake City Super Saturday. But it was what I took away from that whole process is how much of an advantage we have here at Harvard Risk Management. What took so long on the 5-minute strong was talking about my subject was fast start qualifying and how to fast start qualify, but it was really hard for me to do it because I was speaking to the Legal Shield associates who don't have all the resources and tools that we have here at Harvard Risk Management. For example, you know, just a few things that came to mind was there's no fee to join Harvard Risk Management. That's a huge advantage. It takes a huge barrier out of the way of getting people onboarded. We have a new agent training. Legal Shield really doesn't have anything like that. They don't have that smooth of a process. It's really, really a big advantage that we have here. The warm market list, especially our electronic version, is just powerful. Our HRMC plans website and our HRMC career website. Basically, all the tools and resources a person needs to go out and fast start qualify to get their first promotion in the business, we've got that advantage and that edge. We have everything that Legal Shield has, but we have so much more on top of that. And it was really hard because it was like trying to speak in a different language. And I felt, really when I was done, I felt bad for people that are not part of the HRMC organization because they just really don't have the tools and resources that we have. And that's why we're number one. I mean, I held up my trophy. We're number one in all of Legal Shield for fast start qualifying people in this business. And then when I was speaking Friday evening and Saturday, the list kept coming in my mind. I wanted to share with them the resources that we have, but of course I didn't. But, you know, our B2B training, we have that. We're the only organization in all of Legal Shield that has an online B2B certification training. And the webinar that Mike's talking about for Wednesday is a part of that. Then we have our advanced group training, which just has dozens of hours of additional training and information on how to go out into the marketplace and market Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit. Remember, if you don't have a username and password in Harvard, you don't have access to those tools and resources. The individual sales training, which we've continued to enhance and improve. The small business training. Scott Brooks is working hard to launch a brand-new small business training. It's going to be really, really great. The leadership training resources that we have. The agent management system. I kept finding myself, you know, when I had a question come up, I'd say, well, just go to your AMS. It's right there. Well, they don't have the AMS. They don't have the resource ability to see who on their team was on a conference call or where they are in the training process. The CMS with its scripts and templates, the conference calls, and the hundreds of hours of archived conference calls that we have access to. I just wanted to share that message this morning. We have such an advantage here at Harvard Risk Management. Every agent should be performance qualified every single month. There should not be any Harvard agent that is not Performance Club qualifying every single month, because there's hundreds of people that are Performance Club qualifying outside of Harvard Risk Management, and they have none of those tools and resources that I just talked about. So I'm challenging you to take advantage of what you have. Learn the resources that you have. I'm fearful that some people are part of our organization. They don't realize the advantage they have. And I just am telling you, in that experience of speaking at a Super Saturday event and doing a little training video for Legal Shield Associates, and Mike, I know you experienced the same thing when we train at Legal Shield at those events. It's you just almost feel like half of the information you have cannot be shared because it's not available to them. Remember this, we have all of the resources. Every video and every tool that Legal Shield offers is available to us. But on top of that, we have the Harvard Advantage. We have resources and tools that are not available to the marketplace. And it's not good to go to weekly meetings and events. And I know Jim Tanner touched on this on our Thursday call. It's not good to go to those events and say, hey, we've got a lot more than you. That is not proper or effective. But know in your heart that you've got the advantage, and know in your heart that with that comes an expectation that you are Performance Club qualifying every month. We should have hundreds and hundreds of more executive directors because of these resources and tools that we have. And I hope all of us are committed to take advantage of those and utilize those, because they are of no advantage if we're not using them. So seize the opportunity. I know I'm preaching to the choir. You're on the call. You're plugging in. You're using the resources. Let's make sure that information is shared with our entire team. I'm really excited to hear from Linda Pitt. She's one of my favorite trainers on the call this morning. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. Could not agree more with what you just said, and I do know the feeling. It is, as a trainer, it is frustrating to not be able to say, here's the video that you need to go watch in the back office, because they don't have that back office. They don't have access to that video. And I am with you. I am fearful as well that we have agents that have enrollments scheduled for this month that have not listened to Scott Brooks' training on leave nothing to chance. We've got agents that have decision maker meetings set for this week that have not watched multiple times the sample decision maker meeting video and really gone through it and gone through the proposal. And we have maybe even some agents that have DM meetings this week that don't even have a proposal that they're bringing in. Those are all resources. It's like, and I could go on and on and on and on. We've got people that are doing identity theft presentations that have not listened to our competitive analysis call, and so on and so forth. And so I agree with what Mark said. Become familiar with those resources. You know, that in and of itself is a reason to get on this call. What a great nugget to take away, and a great challenge to go out and take advantage of the advantage. Take that and apply it in your own life and your own business. Again, we are so privileged this morning to have Harvard Risk Management's record holder for the most production in 1 month, and that's Miss Linda Pitt, and with over 800 sales in that 1 month. And you know, that if that were all that she was known for, it would be well worth putting down whatever else you're doing and listening to what she's got to share this morning. The reality is that's not all she's known for. That's one thing that I think is great, but Linda has been with our company for several years. She is an expert when it comes to meeting with decision makers. She is an expert when it comes to doing enrollments. She is an expert when it comes to setting goals, to knowing what you expect out of your business and expecting the right thing out of your business. And she is an expert at writing business that stays on the books, at developing real relationships. And I would just encourage you, if you've not done this already, and I'll encourage it now, but then we're going to hear her train, and at the end of the call you'll see why I would encourage this. Just go put her name in, her last name, P-I-T-T, in the search bar, and anything that she's ever done, I would recommend that you listen to, because she's never done a training that I would not say to my team, go listen to that. It's powerful information. And Linda, and now that's an introduction that really sets you up here to deliver a training this morning. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I know that if there's anyone that can handle that, it's yourself. We really do appreciate you being on the call this morning. We'll turn the remainder of the call over to you.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. So as those of you who do know me and you know how hard I struggle to come up with stuff to train, you know, and I got it all flowing in my mind and I kind of reach out and finally I found somebody who put everything together for me. So I'm going to be, I don't know who the guy is. I saw his video and I'm using it. So it's good to use things. So Mark asked me to tell my story, but I'm not quite sure which story he wanted me to tell. So in my training, I'm going to also talk about some early days of my own personal sales training. Okay, so I've been in, you know, believe it or not, I am in my 11th year with Harvard Risk Management. And I don't know where the time went, but it went. So here I am. And I come from a professional sales background. And I think about this when I go to recruit people as well, because I'm trying to do recruiting as well as my group business. And, you know, I keep saying to myself, man, if I could just have 10 of me, just 10 of me, you know. And then I think about, well, you know, who am I? And then I have to remember that, you know, even though I did come from pharmaceutical, I've come from an extensive sales background, but I have had my own business before. So that was one thing. And I knew the power of being my own boss. So here I am, and I just had a birthday, if y'all knew that. I just turned 58. I'm not shocked to tell you that. And I know I am totally unemployable. I absolutely cannot go out and get a job, okay? So this is do or die. So I'm just telling you, sharing you this with you. And even the thought of having to fill out my resume makes me sick to my stomach. And I share that because right now a lot of my we're seeing a lot of downsizing occurring out in the business world. Companies are coming out and they are now letting go people who are 60, that's 60 years and above, that they're letting them go. Okay, well, you know, early retirement packages. And I have several friends that are going through this. And I think about that and I have conversations with them and I share with them, hey, you need to come take a look at what we're doing because, you know, we are making a difference. So with that said, professional sales background, I kept getting downsized. I left and
there you go.
I am, you know, I had to do my own thing and be my own boss. And that's got some good things to it and it's got some, you know, negative things to it as well. So, but first of all, let's get started. So I'm going to share some information with you. Number one, you know, I try to do the positive affirmations. I've got sticky notes all over my place, all over my house, on the bathroom, you know, and I'm reading them in the morning and they tell you to verbalize it. So God love my neighbor above me. He has not said anything yet about my loud voice. So, but you know, I always say, you know, I am successful. I am, you know, some of my affirmations. I am a platinum, you know, I am helping people, you know, cause I got to remind myself, you know, that I'm here on a mission. You know, we're on a mission to help people. So I come from a small town in Crestline, Ohio. It's a village. We produce some awesome football coaches, or awesome coaches, period. But we're known for our football coaches. And one of our prodigies is Jimmy Harbaugh. His dad grew up with my mom and dad. And Jimmy Harbaugh and John Harbaugh are, if you are professional problem. If you like the NFL, John is the coach for the Baltimore Ravens, and Jimmy was the coach for the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken, and they played in the Super Bowl against each other. But anyway, Jimmy is he's the younger brother. I mean, he is unbelievable in his when he is laser focused. So anyway, he has an affirmation, which I write down and I have it on my wall, and it says, attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And we got to do that for ourselves. So I think this guy would work out with the professional athletes, and now he's coaching University of Michigan. But he works out with his players. And he would work out physically, do all the drills and everything, and he would push himself harder than his players, that when he would get finished, he would literally go over and throw up. I mean, these are the stories that this guy is so focused, and he will give whatever, he gives his all, 110%. So, and that's why that's important, because I'm going to talk about, calling on small businesses and having some daily disciplines to call on small businesses. So with that in mind, why small businesses? And, with all the changes that's going on, let's face it, 90% of employers with 100 employees or less don't offer Legal Shield. So we're looking at the 100 employees or less. And then let's take it down even farther. Rob Vest, who, if you don't know him, he is the number one seller of all Legal Shield for memberships, and especially group. And he has opened up 800 small groups. 98% of all his small groups were less than 50 employees, less than 50. And that's why I try to tell people, hey, don't go after the big ones. Just focus on the small ones. And the reason he does it is because he goes, there's no competition. There's nobody out there doing what we do, offering what we do. So keep that in mind. Focus on the 50 or less, because you can just walk in and talk to the people. That's where I was focusing on, daily disciplines for, walking your neighborhood. Also, something I found out last week is that, this is just a little side note, but Aflac has an identity theft product, and I'm hearing they're pulling out of that arena. And so those Aflac agents are going to be looking for another product. And then that's how this conversation, I'm always out meeting with people, networking with people, and I networked with an Aflac agent who told me that last week. And so she and I are going to be, collaborating together as well, so she can get the ID Shield to her 40-plus groups that she has. So with that in mind, 7 daily disciplines. Number one, prepare your day correctly, is what this guy says. Okay, it's the goal setting that we all talk about. But in the morning, prepare your day. Okay, who are we going to see? What new people are we going to see today? Who are we going to follow up? Because we absolutely know the fortune is in the follow-up. And, what appointments and enrollments are we going to conduct, for the day and for the week? Ask on a daily basis, where am I going to go today? And I thought this was interesting from this gentleman's talk. He says, who am I going to be today? And I think that, we need to let ourselves and tell ourselves that, hey, we are professional. I mean, we have the solution to what's going on out there. We can help people. And so, have a really positive mindset with that. Number two, begin with the end in mind. Set a goal on activity, not results. I thought that was really interesting because, we talk about activity, but a lot of times, I'll be honest, I've been focus on results when actually I need to be focusing on activity because the results will follow. So activity, 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 we talk about, and I love Scott Brooks's calls, his call about how he did 50 calls a day. So, we have to have something to aim at. We can't, because seriously, if we have no aim, we're just floundering. We're just like a ship that's just with no power out in the ocean. Just the waves are taking us wherever we want to go or don't want to go. So we have to be disciplined to have that, set a goal on activity and actually do the activity. We need to be more accountable to our business And this is our business. We have to treat it as a business. And so, you know, when are we clocking in? Are we clocking in at 8 a.m.? Are we clocking in at 10 a.m.? You know, are we working till 2? Are we working till 4? You know, if we're doing our business and this is your full-time thing, then, hey, hon, let's be honest. Let's give it a whole 8 hours. I mean, if you were working for somebody else, you wouldn't be on your phone. You wouldn't be doing, you know, you would be working. So I guess my point is, okay, we've got 8 hours, work your 8 hours, but also work them productively, you know, and make sure it's productive. I mean, to do income producing results, I guess we talk about that, okay, which means, yeah, prospecting, you know, making those phone calls, doing those decision making readings, you know, all that is making it productive. Okay. Number three, be accountable. And I do fall short on this, and I know why, but I'm going to tell you, we need to be accountable, myself included. That means we need to tell somebody our goals, but not just that. I guess it's called, we need a workout partner. We need somebody, you know, that will gently hold our feet to the fire, because, I mean, that's what I don't like, but I know I need it. So I'm just sharing with you, that's what I think I need to do to make it better. So I'm going to tell y'all, we all need to do to have an accountability person. Which leads to the fourth step, which is where I think I myself even have this, is that we need to overcome our fears on a daily basis. And it's a biggie because, you know, I mean, every day facing the fears, you know. And even though I've been doing sales for a long, long time, I still have fears, you know. So the guy says, look the tiger, look the fear in the eye and understand that that you feel afraid. You know, and tell yourself the truth. You know, so as we're walking, I love this. As we're walking into businesses, you know, you have to. They're not going to cut our head off. They're not going to, you know, torture us. You know, what's the worst that could happen? They could say, "Get the heck out of there," or say, "No, we're not interested," and that's okay. You know, we just cannot take it personal. So, you know, we have to understand it, and we just have to work through it, okay? And also, fear isn't going to go away soon. In fact, the more we grow, the bigger the fear grows too. And so it's okay to confess that you're scared, you know? And so I remember my very, very first sales call, and I was in Columbus, Ohio, lived in Columbus. I was 20, I'm trying to think of how old I was, 25 years old. I'm my first outside sales job, okay? And like most big cities, there's a huge outer belt, okay? And it's called 270, Route 270, I-270 in Columbus. And then so I remember that I was on my own. I had already been through training, and I had to go make my first call. And I was scared, you know what I'm saying, really scared. I drove the entire 270 belt. I mean, I'd say it's an hour. I drove a whole hour until I got up the courage to go to this account. And once I got there, you know, I walked in and I picked a person that I had gone on this appointment with before, with my boss. And so, you know, I knew her, and she knew it was my first sales call by myself. And so she really was nice to me. She, you know, she was very patient. You know, she let me stumble through my presentation. And then, of course, she bought, okay? And I was selling food to industrial locations, okay? So, but after that first one, then, you know, the fear subsided. I'm like, hey, I can do this. But I'm just sharing with you, I took up a whole tank of gas riding around until I got to that call. So I guess the thing is this, call on somebody you know. Make your first few calls on somebody you know. And that's where we talk about our warm market list, you know, because those people work for somebody. They might even own a business. They may know somebody who owns a business. Your relatives may be in a business, but people that you go to church with, there's business owners there. But I would absolutely go call on somebody you know first to practice, and then at least get your, you know, it just alleviates a little bit of that fear. So I hope that helps everybody. And which leads into, you know, training builds confidence. And then once you go out and you're training, and then you go out and do, you know, you do some activity, you know, have some experiences, that builds confidence. You go back and do some more training. And that's where, you know, Mike and Mark are talking about, you know, we have all that training in our back office and that we need to tap into, even though we've already been through it, we need to go back and just as a refresher course. So I believe that's very, very important. Also, we talk about working in pairs. And Alicia and I talked about this, Alicia Thompson and I talked about this, and about how, and it came from Mark, about how taking people we're trying to recruit out with us on sales calls or on enrollment calls and everything, and we're laughing because we know that that's how Mark was recruited, and we also know that it'll work for us as well. And so if you're recruiting somebody in this business, take them with you. Okay, and then even the best of the best experience fear. Even the best of us experience fear. So, you know, so just understand that it's everybody, and just work yourself through that. The fifth step of the seven daily disciplines for calling on small businesses is KISS, and it's keep it simple, silly. And you know, it's a numbers game. It's an awareness game. And, you know, we look at that, we talk about filling the funnel. Any sales training will talk about filling the funnel. And there's a reason why the funnel is larger at the top and smaller at the bottom. And you have to fill a lot of, you know, a lot of contacts, a lot of calls, a lot of appointments in that top. And as they go through the process, the fruits come out on the bottom, okay? And they trickle out. It's just like a funnel, you know? So you have to load it up at the top and then work its way till you get the fruits for your labor on the bottom, okay? And so, and remember, I guess I look at it as even if they say no, in my mind I'm saying they're saying no, not now, okay? And so I'm calling the business, and I know several of us have had this experience. Hey, it was just the wrong person. Once that person left, we got the business, okay? But it was a not now, okay? Also, you know, I think I like to try to make it a game, okay? And what I mean by that is that, you know, I'm back in my hometown area, and I have been gone for 30 years, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to get out there. So I'm getting out there, and I'm treating it as a game, number one. Hey, who can I see today? I can't wait to see what businesses have sprung up since I've been gone. And so that's one thing. The second thing is that, you know, we have an obligation to tell people what we have. And I was at another meeting last week where a gentleman said, if we don't educate and share our information that we truly, truly know and believe will help them, then we are doing a disservice. Then we are doing as much damage as not showing it as them as because that's our mission, right? We want to help people. So he says, if you don't educate and share the info that we know will help our content, we are just as responsible for their failure. So I thought that was really true. And took that to heart. We are responsible for businesses failing if we don't get out there and help them. So I want you to be aware of that. And number six, have a planner and a to-do list. I am still old school. I like to have a calendar, paper. People laugh at me, and I'm like, I don't care. I have the calendar. I have the phone. I have the computer. We have our CMS program, which helps us load our prospects in. We can send emails to them, follow up with them. There's a follow-up system, and I think that's another thing that sets us apart from all the other Legal Shield people out there, that we have that wonderful HRMC back office, okay, the CMS program that Mark has provided for. So we got to use it because it will help us with the follow-up and, you know, remember, as I said, there's fortune in the follow-up. And then also, we need to number seven is just, I think what he meant, I couldn't remember, is like asking great questions, you know, really being having that servant heart, that servant's heart, because we're out there trying to help people. And as he was saying, you know, Melissa Wilder says that she believes strongly that an educated consumer will be our member. And so that's our job. We need to educate. And I think that's the other thing. I think we need to we really need to tell ourselves that we're not selling, you know. I mean, when I'm recruiting people, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a salesperson. I'm thinking everybody is a salesperson, you know. It's just how do you do the sales, you know. And what we're doing really is sharing and educating. And I think that we need to look at ourselves as consultants, that we're consulting. You know, we are sharing our information. We want them to know that what we have will help their bottom line, will help retain their employees, will help their employees stay focused because they have somebody handling their legal issues and handling their identity theft issues. So I believe we need to have a different mindset that we are servants, we're out to help people, we're consultants, and we're sharing information. And the final thing that he said is that we have to stop driving by the harvest. And you know, we always talk about the low-hanging fruit in sales. That's a sales thing. Go for the low-hanging fruit. And I believe that these 50 employees or less, that's our low-hanging fruit. And also, you know, just walking in, introducing yourself. I am very active in the chambers of commerce in the area. I remember Kim Melia saying that she had a 50-mile radius when she first got started in the business, that within 50 miles, everybody knew that she was the Legal Shield, Ivy Shield person to go to. And so that was actually one of my goals here when I moved back to town, is that within really a 20, 25-mile radius, there are more than 2,500 businesses that need to know that we, you know, that I, Linda Horning Pitt, is the Legal Shield, ID Shield person, the go-to person there. And so that's why, in closing, you know, always be networking, always be out, always get active in your community, because you never know where your business is going to come from. And with, I guess one final thing is, I'm standing there looking at all the marketing materials that I picked up is before, because they said we had to use our marketing bucks. I got a lot of small business material. I'm printing out my labels. I'm slapping my labels on them, and it's a tool to go out and meet the people in my neighborhood. And remember, it takes at least six times, at least six touches before for most people to say, yes, come in and I want to talk to you. So with that in mind, attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Know that you have a servant's heart and you're out to help people and you're a mission. You got your mission driven, not commission driven. And I will turn it back to you, Mike, with six minutes left.
Thank you very, very, very much, Linda. Fantastic information shared. I mean, even the part about the Harbaughs was good, and that's, you know, that's saying something. So anyway, thank you very much for sharing that and just, again, great, great, great tips, great information, great nuggets, and really great direction, right? I mean, that's what this is all about. And I appreciate you sharing about some of the things that you've learned over your 11 years in the business, and you know, things that there's always things that we look back on and think, man, I wish I could have done that a little bit better. And that's just life. But you know what? Smart people learn from their mistakes, and smarter people learn from other people's mistakes. And so, you know, as we go back and whether it's, you know, discipline or sharpening that saw like you talked about, you know, I would invite everybody who's listening in on the call this morning to take advantage of what Linda's sharing, because I'm telling you, she's 100% on track. Linda, thanks again. Fantastic information. And again, folks, we've got a busy week coming up this week, but let's make our number one primary goal this week to make sure that everyone in our team is Performance Club qualified. So as you look at not only your own business, but the folks that you're working with, who is it this week that has not yet Performance Club qualified for the month of April? And let's put a great emphasis on that. Let's really promote that. The reality is that will determine not only their success, but in large degree your success as well. I look at the direction that Legal Shield has gone, and I love it. I agree with it wholeheartedly that all their bonus structure and everything really relies on that Performance Club qualification every month. I'm excited to see agents who have qualified for 3 months in a row starting to get $100 a month in bonus dollars. And, $100 a month is not going to change your life financially. Neither is $300 or $400 a month. Really, neither is a trip, for that matter. But it's the discipline that is required to obtain that for 3 months consecutive. That's the same discipline that's required to obtain it for 12 months or 24 months or so on and so forth. It's the same discipline that's required to win a trip. It's the same discipline that's required to qualify for senior director or executive director, for that matter, every month. It's that same discipline. And I like what Linda said this morning. If you were working for somebody else, how would you spend your time today? If you had somebody that you were reporting to, how would you spend that time? And I've always been just amazed by that. In reality, it's a little bit disheartening, but I've been amazed that people will tend to work harder for someone else than they will for themselves. They'll go out and they'll work 65 hours a week to build somebody else's fortune. But yet they come into a business like this, and it's hard to get them to put 35 hours a week in of serious activity. And this is not someone else's fortune that they're building. This is their own fortune that they're building. I've never gotten that. And it might be one of those Jim Rohn things that he says, some of that stuff, don't even worry about it. Don't even think about it because, don't sign up for that class is what he says, because you're never going to figure it out anyway. Why that is the way that it is. It's kind of like, why does the sun rise in the east? I don't really know, but I can pretty much guarantee it's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe this is one of those things. I don't know. But that's one thing. There's a lot of things I haven't figured out in life, but that's one thing that I'm flabbergasted by it. Why someone will work harder to build someone else's fortune than they will to build their own. And I guess here's my invitation is, if that's maybe been the case in the past for you, change that today. Change that right now today. And here's how you change it. Make sure that your Performance Club qualified this week. Go out and take activity, take action like your life depended on it, and make it happen. Make it happen the same way that you'd make it happen if it was a job that you were working. I don't know. I don't know how you maybe create that discipline for yourself. Like there would be if this were a W-2 type of position, which it's not, and I'm grateful for that. But I'm telling you, sometimes we gotta treat our business more like a business, something that we're really working and focused on and intentional about, and all of a sudden some good things can start to happen. So I invite you to do that this week. Take what Linda has shared with you this morning and apply it to your business, and let's make it happen. And if you're already PCQ for the month of April, then start looking around you at who else you can help PCQ for the month of April. And let's take some responsibility for helping those individuals in our team achieve that goal this week as well. Again, a big thank you to Ms. Linda Pitt. Thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches, Mr. Josh Riches, who both shared on the call this morning, and Mr. Chris Evans for sharing that great story about how he used his Legal Plan membership. Again, folks, we'd love to hear your stories as well. Just email support@harvardbenefits.com, and we'd love to get you on this Monday morning call. God bless every one of you. Thank you for joining the call this morning, and let's make it a great week.